So what is spirituality according to great master? I want to explain that today. Because that is what we are talking of when I say a spiritual journey. We have certain levels of experiences here. We are all sitting in our physical bodies now. And every experience we have when we sit in a physical body is a physical experience, not spiritual. It's a physical experience. Some people think if a miraculous thing happens here, we can call it a spiritual experience. It may be miraculous. It's a miraculous physical experience. I know people have told me, I had a great spiritual experience today. I was going to an important conference and the parking lot was full. And I said, Master, please find a place for me. And one car pulled out and I said, thank you, Master, got in. Spiritual experience. It was a good experience. You got a parking spot. But it does not qualify to be called a spiritual experience in the sense in which great master uses the word spirituality. Which of course reminds me of an Irish guy who had the same experience. An Irish guy, he went to a conference and the parking lot was full. And the conference was very important for him. So he prayed to God, Lord, please find some parking spot for me today and I will give up whiskey from tomorrow. And I will also go to Mass every Sunday. As soon as he said that, one car pulled out. Immediately parked and said, God, I found it myself. Don't worry about it now. That's just an Irish joke. But the spirituality, according to the great master, is truly there when you are in the realm of the spirit. This is a physical realm. In physical realm, you have physical experiences. If we don't have a physical body, we will not have a physical world around us. We can't fully check it out, but we can, in a way, through meditation, we can check out if this is true, that the physical world we see around ourselves today is because of our physical bodies. Whatever body we wear, a similar world comes into being around us. So the physical world and physical body are physical phenomena, physical experiences. Let's not mix them up with spiritual experiences. You can have miraculous experiences because the spirit, the soul, here by spirit I mean the soul, the reality of our own being, that which gives us life, that which makes us conscious, that which enables us to have experiences, that fundamental thing that is creating everything for us and creating worlds for us, experiences for us, sense perceptions for us, that is spirit, that is our soul, that is which is our true form. The spirit has to be there for us to be physical. Otherwise, this would be a dead body. It does not mean that the spirit has gone away when we are physical. Spirit is intact. But so is something else intact, which we call the mind. Now, the mind is a thinking machine. It thinks all the time. It does not stop thinking no matter what. Whether you are awake or you are asleep, mind is thinking. And therefore, the mental life is the thinking mind creating a mental life for us. It's right here with us now. But we are not in a mental state. It's not a mental living. It's a physical living with the spirit and the mind intact in us to make physical life possible. Then there's another thing. And that is the ability to divide perception into sense perceptions. That means the ability to make seeing different from hearing, to make touching different from smelling, to make these distinctions between sense perceptions creates another form of life for us. And we call it the sensory perception life, or sometimes referred to as astral life. So here we have different types of life in us, all put together as a package. Our soul to give life to us, a mind to give thinking power to us, the astral self to give us the sensory perceptions, and a physical body to create a physical experience. But while the package is completely total, we are having a physical experience. If we leave the physical experience, we go to the remaining three. We still got the astral experience, we still got the mental experience, we still got the spiritual experience of being the soul. So that means when we die physically, we are still intact in the other three. That is why people talk of the existence of disembodied spirits. They talk of when you die, something is still left there. That is what transmigrates, that is what causes us to come back again and again into this physical world. We get physical bodies again and again. Now, what gets physical body is not the soul, but the entire package. The entire package of soul, mind, and the sense perceptions, they remain together. But if the sense perception die, we are still together. Same spirit, same soul, same mind. They still remain together. And if the mind also dies, then we are soul alone. Now, what is the nature of these three? One is, the big distinction is the time frame for which we hold these bodies or forms. The time frame for the physical body is the smallest as a human being. In other forms of life, it can be few seconds, it can be thousands of years. But those are different forms of life. Right now, I am referring to the human form of life. Human form of life, the average age over time has stretched from 20 years to 135 years. That's the whole range. It's a very small range. 20 years, 235 years. Within this age, we all, on the average, die. In the Egyptian days, the average longevity was 20 years. People don't know that sometimes. That's why all those dancers with their hands moving forward are all young, because they died young. And only the pharaohs lived longer because they had some special herbs and special ways to live longer. But even they died young, most of them. So that is why longevity goes on increasing up to a point where we call a dissolution of this universe. Then it starts all over again. So these are very small range of life in this physical world, especially in the Iron Age in which we are living right now. So, but what is the age of a sensory system? Average age there is between 1,000 to 3,000 of physical years. That means during a package of our disembodied self, that means spirit, mind, and senses, we are the same spirit, same mind, same senses, same memories. For 1,000 to 3,000 years, we can reincarnate, be reborn again with the same package and carry the same habits, same memories, same things for a long time with different bodies. So that is why the age of the next group is much longer. Then we go to the mental life. The mental life, where the mind is concerned, the mind is a very long-lasting adjunct to the spirit. The mind's average age is from 3 to 5 million physical years, which means that you can have the same mind for several reincarnations in different forms of life. Now, the same mind means that something that is carried on the mind, like memories, lasts for a long time. The most important thing that the mind carries is what we call karma. The law of karma says karma is created in the mind, is held in the mind, paid off in the mind. Therefore, the mind holds the karma. That is why the same karma can affect us for several hundred lifetimes. It's because of that in the Mahabharata, when the blind king asked Krishna, I have looked at 100 of my last lives and I can't find any life where I did anything to be blind. How did I get blind? And Krishna says, look further back in 104th life or something. You took out the eyes of a certain person and that karma stayed on in your mind and is now being paid back in this life. So that is why the mental life has become very important for us. It's a very long life. But what if the mind also dies? Then we come to the spirit, which is immortal, was never born and never dies. How a spirit become immortal? By a very simple trick. The time disappears. with the mind. When there is no time, we are immortal automatically. If you finish time, everybody thinks become immortal. So we are immortal. The immortality arises from the absence of time and space in our true reality. We belong to that form. It is our true form, the spirit, the soul. When we talk of a spiritual path, the spiritual journey as defined by great master, and the one that I share with you, we are talking of attaining the state of the spirit, of the soul, discovering who we really are, discovering our immortality, discovering that we are immortal forms, creating space and time through the mind to have a mental experience, creating sense perceptions to have an astral experience, creating physicality, a physical matter, molecules and atoms to have a physical experience. It's very simple the way it has been designed and is beautifully designed. The beautifully we add on more clothing to ourselves. These are clothing. Just like we put clothes here, we are putting on these bodies on ourselves. The soul is our reality. We put on a mind and wear it. Then it becomes a mental world for us, and we begin to think, we create. The creativity is great. The thinking power is so great. Whatever we think becomes reality for us at that time. And the creative power of the spirit is because of the mind. All the creation we see here is created by the mind. But it uses life, the consciousness, to be able to create. If there is no consciousness, no life, mind is dead and cannot do anything. Therefore, it's very important to see the importance of the life-giving thing, which is our soul, and the importance of the mind, which is creating the space and time in which all our experience is taking place here.